St. Paul in the second reading spoke of to come to the knowledge of the truth. Even when that knowledge is difficult and can fill one with sorrow and with shame, like me today. This is probably one of the hardest homilies I think I've given in almost my 15 years as a priest. Because on Thursday, many of you know, Bishop Kimmy released the names of priests who had substantial accusations against a minor, that is, anyone underneath the age of 18. I commend the bishop for that, for bringing this truth forward into the light. But as it says, sometimes the truth hurts. And I'm filled with sorrow, first and foremost, to any victim and to their families for having such a crime be done to them. I'm also filled with sorrow to all of you, because this is not to be the action of a priest. And so, before I go any farther, I want to say I'm sorry. I want to say I'm sorry to any victim, to your families, and I want to say I'm sorry to all of you. You are God's most prized possession. You are His children, His beloved daughters and sons. And it just hurts. To where all I can simply say is I'm sorry and I apologize. Someone approached me last night after giving this homily and said, "Father, you never did this." No, I didn't. But a family member did. One of my brothers. And just like when I remember growing up in my house, and I watched my brother win the state track meet, I rejoiced with him. I was so honored to be with him. I didn't do a single thing. Matter of times, I would probably be the one who'd mess things up, to which my brothers would have to come forward and say, "I'm sorry, that Drew isn't that good." To where it's the same thing here. I'm sorry. And I apologize. And I think of the words in our first reading of Amos, the very warning he gives. At the very beginning, he says, "You who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land." He was speaking not just to the rich, but to the leaders who were failing to truly provide for those in their care, and how that can be applied to priests. You who trample upon the needy, upon victims, and destroy the poor of the land, that is, those who are poor in spirit, those who I love the most, my very people here at Blessed Sacrament, throughout the Diocese of Wichita, and throughout the whole world. These very actions can shake a faith, because I know it's shaken mine. To where, to be quite honest, it's hard to even look up. It's hard. I would rather just bury my head right here into my notes and just read it to you, because I'm ashamed and I'm filled with sorrow. But the thing is each of you deserves your priest to look you in the eye and say, "I'm sorry," and that we want to do better, because you deserve better. And that's the part of moving forward. Jesus speaks in the gospel of, you'll either be devoted to one or despise the other. And it is this very time of how I can only speak for myself to renew my devotion to Jesus, to the one that St. Paul says, who gave himself as a ransom for all, to continue to be and grow in that devotion to the Lord, to give myself to the Lord as he has given himself to me, because I'm the only one I can control. And I thank God, though I'm not the bishop, I'm not smart enough to be one, nor holy enough. But I am your pastor. I am your priest. And you deserve the very best from me. To be able to give myself to you. And I know I have fallen short. I do not stand up here as if I am perfect, because I am far from it. But I want to be able to grow closer to Christ, to serve him better in serving you, because you deserve it. As children of Almighty God. And that is why I heed the very words that St. Paul says, in every place, the faithful should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. That in supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be offered for everyone. Especially prayers for the victims, for their families, and for all of you. That is what is in my heart, to lift up everyone in prayer to God. Because you deserve that from your priests. You deserve that from me. Because that is the way we bring about healing, in lifting ourselves up to Jesus, the Savior of all, the healer of all. And so I commend to you, Lord Jesus, all those who were victimized by priests, for the healing of their hearts, their souls, their minds, their bodies, for their families who have gone through such trauma. And I lift up the wonderful people of Blessed Sacrament, that the Lord may continue to strengthen you and to help you and to pour out his love upon you, so that you may truly become what he always desires, a saint in his heavenly kingdom. I close again with my deepest apologies. I am sorry for these very sins. And I ask for your prayers for the purification of our church and of all priests, especially myself. Praise be Jesus Christ through his Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.